If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. I must apologize. I sent my producer, Richard, music for what was going to be a show about religion. And instead, it's a show about gender affairs. So the music you're hearing this week is spiritual in nature. Doesn't make it any less wonderful and valuable. But that was my mistake, and you cannot send any hate letters to Richard because I have to take full responsibility. Our next segment is Teen Rap with special and regular guest Pastor Drew Sams, who is here in the studio with me. Okay, that's him right over there. Wave to the camera. Dylan, our tech master, say hello to Pastor Drew. Pastor Drew is the youth ministries minister at the Calvary Church in Westlake, California. I'm actually not going to read from my notes because I can just speak to the fact that he is an extraordinary orator. He cares about kids. He is married to a lovely woman and lives in Westlake, California. And the thing I dislike about him most is that he's much handsomer than I am, and he speaks extemporaneously so much better than me. And he's almost exactly half my age. But other than that, he's a pretty decent guy. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Hey, it's great having me live in the studio, and I wish the radio listeners could see the hat you're wearing right now. You look very sharp, so they'll definitely have to go online to see the video of this.
Well, it's my look. It's the Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville look, I guess.
Well, it fits in Santa Barbara. It's great.
Definitely does. So, today's topic, as you know, is the state of gender affairs, even though I'm playing religious music for it. You are right on the line in seeing how gender roles are changing, given the large number of kids you minister to as the youth pastor at Calvary Church. What are you seeing, and what do you think about all these changes, and which do you think are maybe good and which might not be so good?
Sure. Well, I'll talk, historically, they've looked at child development as they go from a child to an adult, those adolescent years, as being one. I've talked about this in a previous show, that there's this tightrope of adolescence where they go from being dependent upon usually their mother, historically, and transitioning through that adolescent years. It's getting longer and longer, as we know.
Well, that was the thing we talked about in your office the other day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's no longer 18. It's, in the 20s now, even early 30s when they become interdependent within adult society. And historically, they've looked to the father as being the one in which they see as their role model. Mm-hmm. And so things are changing now. And we're seeing that now there's stay-at-home dads. There's women.
That's a shocking thought.
Yeah, but it's great. Those are great things. But
I'm joking, because I am a stay-at-home dad.
Those are great things. And I think that in some ways, it's creating a more holistic view of what interdependence in adulthood is. They're seeing that mothers are now interdependent, that they're working, they can carry jobs, that they have high education.
Can you elaborate on what you mean by interdependence?
Yeah, so I don't want to use the word independent, because in some ways that communicates that you're kind of the lone ranger out in the world. Mm-hmm. But interdependent would be that you can pay your own bills, that you're able to provide for yourself, but also in the context of society and community.
So one of the good things that we could say then that has happened with the gender roles is that boys and girls look at both moms and dads as having those skills.
Yes.
Whereas in the past, they may have looked to one for one set of skills and the other for a different set of skills.
Yes. And historically, as they transition from being dependent upon mom and now being interdependent and really seeing dad as the mentor, historically, moms had a much harder time through adolescence. My baby, my boy, my daughter now doesn't, want me to give her a hug before I, tuck her into bed. She doesn't want me. And dads now can take them out. They can throw the football around. They can take them to the workplace, things like that, historically. And so we're seeing that now it's both moms and dads that are be able to provide that model for what it looks like to be interdependent within society. So I think in some ways it's a very healthy thing.
Okay, you so far are presenting the positive. I would still assert that there are a lot of confusion. that's going on, more so in some ways for the boys, and to some degree for the girls, because they no longer have the traditional ways of demonstrating their femininity. So in some ways, I think it's increased promiscuity among the young. It's created, there was an article in the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, I don't remember which, about prom dresses for this last prom season. And the makers of them were just decrying the fact that the demand was for extremely trashy, literally slutty looking dresses. Mm. So obviously that's not a good outgrowth of some of the progress, so to speak, for women. And boys are much more confused, you know, about opening or not opening a door, being a gentleman. That whole idea is, in some way, has been dissed.
Sure, it's almost like society's become gender neutral in a lot of ways. Even as I look at, as I work with adolescents and I look at the clothes they wear, it seems like the guys are wearing clothes that girls could be wearing. And some of the girls now have to go even farther, like you're saying, be much more promiscuous, you know, shorter skirts, lower cut blouse. But the guys are wearing things that I remember my sister used to wear. You know, the guys are wearing like patent leather shoes without. It's really interesting.
Well, not to mention earrings
and
things like that.
Sure.
I mean, when I was in school, in high school, if a boy had an earring, I mean, it would be the death of him socially.
And now to not have one
is, you know, the death. My biggest argument with my own son right now, lately, now that he's almost 17, is the whole issue of tattooing. I am pretty strongly against it. It's also against my religion. But putting that aside, you know, he keeps on saying, "Well, Dad, when I'm 18, I can do whatever I want. Are you going to like disown me?" And it's, of course, I'm not going to disown him. I'm just not going to give him any money anymore. Mm-hmm. It's that may be just a way of expressing himself, but I think boys and girls still need the need to express themselves as boys and girls, and I think that's changing. Now, the other question I have for you that the article talks about is, how do you see all these changes affecting marriage? I mean, we know the age of marriage has been fluctuating a lot. It went, I think it got to its highest somewhere at the height of the feminist movement, somewhere maybe in the 70s and 80s. And I think it's drifted back to more of a median, but it's still higher than it used to be. Plus, many, many couples are just choosing not to marry. They don't need to. They don't have to. So what are you experiencing? I mean, and you have a religious congregation to some degree. I mean, you have secularly religious and then you have more actively religious. What do you think about all that?
Sure. You know, I've noticed that people are getting married later. And so from a let's take from an adolescent purity point of view, as we're talking to young guys and young girls, as they're thinking about, okay, you know, I want to save myself for marriage, which is a, you know, very admirable, noble thing to do. Before, that used to be, let's say 50 years ago, they only had to wait 3 or 4 years, if that. Now they're thinking, okay, well, people get married 30, 35. I got to wait 20 years now. And they've extended adolescence and putting that off. I think there's some new and huge pressures that adolescents are facing as they think about this long stage until they get to marriage, if they even get married.
Well, and like we said earlier, they don't have to have a husband or wife to have children. They don't have to have a husband or wife to support themselves. So the options and the obstacles are very great to getting married. And that's why the statistics in the Pew Center study that I referred to in my column were startling. In just 2 or 3 decades, the rate of marriage is decreased considerably.
Yeah, and you look at role models within our society. A lot of actors are saying, I don't need to get married. Why do I need to get married? And they're living together. They're adopting kids together.
Yeah, well, our most famous couple, Bradgelina,
sure,
is a living proof of that. And I mean, frankly, I'm a little bit of that. When I met my now second wife, I was really convinced I don't need to get married. Why do I need to get married? The only reason I felt marriage was important was if you were having kids. Well, I was at an age, and my wife was at an age, my now wife, that kids were not in the equation. So I didn't feel a need to get married. Ultimately, we did, because she made it very simple. We get married or I leave you. And it was not a difficult choice for me. But I might not have gotten married. Though there was no question I was getting married when I got married the first time, because I wanted children. So even my somewhat conservative views on marriage are being tested by all these changes.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's almost like as we stand in these once normal places, we've got these tectonic cultural shifts you know, those tectonic plates under the ground shifting and moving. And sometimes we feel the earth shaking, wondering, is this this? Is it what's going to be the outcome?
Well, that's the part that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about parenthood, is it's like a long novel. You just wonder how it's going to turn out. We are out of time, as always, Pastor Drew, way too quickly. Tell people where they can reach you.
They can reach me at our church's website. It is calvarycc.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We are going to be doing a special show, which you'll hear about later, but it is time for a break. This is Bruce Salen at The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. You can reach me at Bruce at Bruce Salen. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sincere. Be right back.
Bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
God bless the child that's got.